Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, peak performance business strategist, and believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I help overwhelmed CEOs design a life they can't wait to wake up to each day. Each episode, I meet you right where you are with time-tested tools and strategies that you can find clarity on who you are and all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. And I cannot promise you that this work is easy. But I can tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, Amy here. Welcome to the couch. And today I want to talk to you about burnout, specifically related to sleep. Because I'm hearing about people being burned out on a record numbers right now. You hear it all the time. Burnout is coming. We're not just talking about overwhelm anymore. We are burning out. But I want to talk to you about how it affects your sleep. And we'll have another episode on what burnout is specifically. But I want to talk to you about this sleep because I saw a study and it showed that burned out people have significantly higher instances of insomnia, where they wake up in the middle of the night. They have what is called non-restorative sleep. Whether you know it or not, limiting our sleep is one of the first things we do when we're stressed or overwhelmed. Stress and overwhelm lead to burnout. Burnout is actually another level on top of it. So the definition of burnout is usually talked about in chronic workplace stress that's not been managed very well. It has three dimensions: feelings of energy depletion, exhaustion, increased mental distance from one's job, or feelings of negativeness, cynicism related to one job. And there are signs that are like reduced performance and productivity, anxiety, detachment, low mood, difficulty concentrating, fatigue. And when you're in burnout, or you have a team that has burned out, or anybody on it, it affects the entire company. So if you're going to CEO like Jesus, this is a topic that you need to know. Because we CEO like Jesus, remember, in our life, in our relationships, and our business. So when we've gotten to the burnout stage, it's pretty far out there. So there's five stages of a burnout. Honeymoon phase. It's kind of like in a marriage. This stage comes on, you got energy and you got optimism when you're coming into the workplace. The next one is the onset stress phase. Honeymoon phase dwindles down, you begin to experience stress. This is in your home relationships too. Then you move to chronic stress. It is all the time. And then the fourth stage is your burnout phase, and your fifth is your habitual burnout phase. Like, you're pretty burned out by the time you get up there. Like, you've been experiencing stress, overwhelm, anxiety at record levels for a period of time. And one of the biggest things that happens at the beginning of the stages is what starts to affect our sleep. And that's why I want to talk about that. Because sleep is one of the first things that we do when we're stressed or overwhelmed. We limit the amount of time we sleep. A person could have slept for 8 hours, but still has trouble feeling rested during the day. And that means their body is fatigued, not sleepy. People experiencing burnout have trouble turning their thoughts off at night. They want to sleep, but they can't stop their mind from racing. So some people have trouble going to sleep because their mind is racing. Other people have trouble staying asleep. I am in that category. I have trouble staying asleep. I'm a 1 a.m.er and I'm up for 2 hours because my mind is racing when I am turning into this stage. But sleep is one of the most important things you can do to keep your body and mind functioning at their full potential. We think we could just power through, and we can't for a very long period of time. It leads straight to burnout. Because during sleep, your brain and your body are able to slow down and begin to recover from the day, which makes your mental and physical performance better the following day. But when you don't sleep or sleep well, your thinking, your concentration, your energy levels, and your mood, they are all short-circuited. Your memory and cognitive processes are also closely linked to sleep. And when you don't get enough sleep, you have trouble remembering things. So a lot of time when people come and see me, I work one-on-one with high performers, professional athletes, CEOs, Hollywood, people that have to perform. They have to be there. They have to show up for other people. And one of the biggest things that we work on is our sleep habits. And they want to because they know it affects every single thing they do. You've seen the Oura rings or the Whoop bands that people wear, especially athletes and high performers. It's because they want to know how they're sleeping, and it tracks every stat you'd ever want to know. And I've been wearing a Whoop band for a while, and it is unbelievable. And I have been able to, and I did it because my clients that are professional athletes, baseball and football players, wear them a lot. And I just wanted to see, just me, normal average Jamie over here, what does it do? Holy cow, it has truly shown me how my sleep is affecting, or my lack of sleep is affecting everything. So I've been working really hard to reset my sleep-wake cycles. And I'll tell you why next. We're going to talk about that. Because I want to remember things. I want to be able to show up and have good decision-making skills, control over my emotions and behaviors. I'm not in a place that has the luxury of not doing that. Circadian rhythms. Here's where it comes in. Circadian rhythms are 24-hour cycles that run your body's internal clock in the background to carry out all your important functions and processes. This clock is influenced by environmental cues, especially light. So the sleep-wake cycle is the most well-known example of a circadian rhythm, and it shows how critical they are in allowing us to function throughout the day. So during the day, light exposure causes our clock to send signals to generate alertness, keep us awake and active during the day. It transmits time of day information to the brain and the body. It tells your body to suppress melatonin production, increase serotonin levels. And serotonin is a precursor to the production of melatonin, which is why it's important to have it regulated. Because you don't want to make a melatonin during the day. This is why people say that the morning sun is so good for you. It provides the raw materials your body needs to make melatonin so you could sleep at night. And serotonin improves your mood. So if you're sleepy all day and you're not creating the serotonin, guess what? We have less patience, we're cranky, we're frustrated, and we're usually taking it out on those closest to us. Do you want to know exactly where you stand in all 10 areas of life, relationships, and business? It's time to take the free Thrive Life Inventory, and you will receive a multi-page report showing you exactly where you need to grow and where your strengths are in your life, relationships, and business domains. You're even going to find helpful tools, strategies, and more based on your unique results. Go to ThriveLifeInventory.com and get your scorecard delivered now. So now when the sun sets and it gets dark outside, our clock initiates melatonin production and gets us ready for sleep. Our internal clock learns to align sleep and wakefulness with day and night in order to create a stable cycle of restorative sleep that gives us more energy throughout the day. Because I have learned from the Whoop Band that I could sleep 8 hours, but only about one of it's been restorative. So therefore, I'm lacking so much energy the next day. And poor sleep can contribute to development of depression because of the changes in the body's stress system, circadian rhythms, and the release of serotonin. It's exactly what happened to me and so many others that I know. So I got a couple more things on circadian rhythm, and then we're going to go in, how do you get a healthy sleep-wake cycle? I'm not going to leave you hanging here because I want you to thrive in your life, your relationships, and your businesses so you can CEO like Jesus in every area. So here's the next thing I learned. Circadian rhythms influence virtually all systems of the body. They affect your blood sugar, your cholesterol regulation, metabolism, and weight loss, mental health, depression that is caused by dysregulated serotonin. I want to be clear about that. And they have an important influence on the immune system, which regulates cortisol levels. Cortisol is your stress hormone. So when your circadian rhythms are off, it means your systems and your body are not functioning properly. Because if you don't have the proper signaling from your body's internal clock, a person will struggle to fall and stay asleep. They will struggle to feel awake and rested after waking up. Their sleep will be shallow, fragmented, and lower quality. That's why you could sleep for 8 hours and still not have a restful sleep. You think you've gotten sleep, but you really haven't. So I'm going to give you 6 ways to change everything. And I've been practicing them as myself. And I know they work because my high-performing athletes and CEOs use this. Number one, build a consistent sleep schedule and stick to it as much as you can, especially when you're trying to do this. If you say you're going to be in bed at 10, be in bed at 10. If you say you're going to get up at 6, get up at 6. I don't care if you slept 2 hours, you still get up at 6, and then the next night you go to 10, and the next night 6, 10, 6, 10, 6, 10, 6, whatever it is for you. I don't care what it is. Get consistent in it as much as you can. I know there's extenuating circumstances. I hear it all the time. But Amy, you don't understand. But Amy, I have kids. But Amy, I have to travel. But Amy, yeah, I know. But which do you want more? To figure out how to have a sleep-wake cycle so your body can function at its optimal level? Or to keep making some excuses when we can try to figure it out at least 70% of the time? You'll be better off. Number two, get sunlight. Morning sun preferably. Wake with the sun. Exercise earlier in the day is number three. Not too late, because endorphins and adrenaline can keep you awake longer. Working out in the morning helps you. Number four, if you're a napper or you need a nap through this process, keep them very short and early in the day. Not 2-hour naps, not naps at 3 and 4 p.m., 20 to 30 minutes max. Set an alarm. Number five, do not drink caffeine after noon. I know, but Amy, nope, don't do it. And number six, you hear this all the time and nobody wants to do this one. Avoid electronics in bed. That artificial light can interfere with your circadian rhythm. I don't care if you have blue light glasses. Turn them the freak off. 1 hour before bedtime, turn them off. 2 hours before bedtime, start getting ready for bedtime. 3 hours, don't eat. Dim your lights, put your tech away before you get ready and prepare your body for sleep. Those are six ways you can do it. You could go a little further and have a bedtime routine where you take a bath or a shower or something calming, and then you get in your pajamas and you kind of do the same thing. It'll start signaling your body for bed, signaling your body for rest. Same thing in the morning. You wake up, you get a little bit of a routine, you start signaling your body for wake. It's going to take you a couple weeks to reset a circadian rhythm if you do a really good job and be intentional about this. So, people actually who perform on a high level plan as much as they can to protect their sleep-wake cycles. So why don't the rest of us? Because I'm telling you, I'm a miserable person when I am not sleeping. And it's miserable for everybody around me. And I don't want to live that life. And I know you don't want to live that life. So we're here talking about it. And I want you to thrive in your life, relationships, your business, and start CEO like Jesus in every area of your life. And I will see you here next week. All righty. That wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And while you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take just a few seconds and leave me an honest rating and review. You can find all the links and information mentioned in this episode at www.amywine.com. Please share your episodes with your friends and don't forget to tag me on Instagram at amywineco. Thanks for listening, and I will meet you here again next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career, your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.